Hello, friends. Welcome to day number 16 of our journey in Lent as we reflect upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten Reflections. We are honored to be able to serve you. Thank you so much for watching. We want to say thank you to our Patreon members who have allowed us to be able to do these videos every day. A Patreon member is somebody who supports us on a monthly basis that really allows us to do this full time now. And if you would like to join our team, we'd be very grateful for that consideration. We want to continue to spread the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world, and we can't do it without your help. I will put a link in the description up there. If you were watching, it's also in the email for more information. But thank you so much for considering partnering with us to spread the beauty of our faith. So today, St. Alphonsus says some inspiring words, Janelle.
Yes, and the very first line stood out to me.
The devil brings sinners to hell by closing their eyes to the dangers of damnation.
Need I say more? Well, I just really feel like the message is that we're all going to heaven.
And we act as though like everyone will go to heaven. I think we can have the confident reassurance, the hope of heaven. But to presume we are owed it, or to presume that everyone around us is going there, causes great damage to the church and to the world. It really reduces the urgency of evangelization. Why share the faith with other people if everyone is going to heaven? It reduces the necessity of mortification, prayer, fasting, and intercession. Why pray for the salvation of others if everyone's going to heaven anyway? Traditionally, we have prayed and we have fasted for the conversion of the world. And I believe we still must do so, even more so now in this hour where there's so much confusion, where right has been turned into wrong and wrong has been turned into right.
And I'm just like thinking right now, like when I die, don't want you to like just have a big party and celebrate. Honestly, please just pray for me or pray for whoever died for the repose of their soul and that they would be able to be with God in heaven. So if that was the first line, shall we move forward?
Will you now lose the grace of God, which you have regained, which is more valuable than the whole world? Just pause there. The grace of God, have you considered, is more valuable than the whole world? Living in the state of grace, sanctifying grace in the soul, that gift is more valuable than anything in the whole world. Why? Because the whole world will pass away.
Right.
But only sanctifying grace can merit us heaven. And gaining the whole world and losing our soul just ain't worth it.
Right. And he talks about that. He's like, what if you got the most precious jewel? Like when we sin, it's like we're basically like tossing it into the ocean.
Today, St. Alphonsus brings us to the second way to do interior mortification. Resist the passions and to beat them down before they acquire strength. He gives this beautiful example of a monk, a young monk, who's been asked to go out and find a cypress tree and pull it out of the ground. And the young monk has been asked to find a little tree that's newly grown. And so the monk goes and pulls it out and it comes out easily. Then the young monk is asked to find a tree of greater growth. So the monk goes out and with all his strength, he's just able to pull that tree out of the ground. And finally, this young monk is asked to find a great tree with deep roots. And with all his might, with all his strength, he goes and his efforts are fruitless.
How easily our passions are rooted out in the beginning and how difficult it is to conquer them after they have acquired strength and vigor by evil habits. This truth is confirmed by daily experience. If when you receive an insult, you feel a motion of resentment, but you at once stifle the spark and silently offer to God the sacrifice of your feelings, the fire is extinguished. You escape unhurt and even acquire merit before the Lord. But if you yield to the impulse of passion, if you pause to reflect on the insult you have received and manifest externally the feelings of your soul, that spark of resentment will soon be kindled into a flame of hatred.
I just have to say this happened to me. Honestly, it just happened to me last weekend. Something I saw brought back something that someone did, and I like started thinking about it, and it was festering. And instead of just being like, oh, I'm just going to offer that up to God, it's in the past, I've moved on, I was like, no, that anger just came back up. And then I had to tell Ken about it. And then it was like, made me angry. So it's so true. Why can't we just offer that up, move on, that in itself can be an act of mortification.
And if not, the roots grow deep and it's going to be very difficult to uproot it later.
Mm-hmm. The third means by which to acquire the spirit of interior mortification is, as Cassian says, to endeavor to change the object of our passions.
So an example of this St. Alphonsus gives is if we're prone to wanting the praise and affirmation of others, to shift that passion to God, because it's true that he wants to bless us and he wants to affirm us. Mm-hmm. So we change the object of our passion to God.
Others are prone to anger against those who are opposed to them. They ought to direct their resentment against their own sins, which have done them more injury than all the devils in hell could inflict upon them. Others pant after honors and temporal goods. They should aspire to the goods and honors of God's eternal kingdom.
So those are concrete examples that St. Alphonsus gives. Hopefully that is helpful. He's getting really practical now. If you want to pray along the rosary, it's right up there. If you've been blessed by this video, please share, and we'll see you tomorrow.